In the last lecture, I have given you an assignment to find out the number of moons or satellites the planets are having. So let's discuss them one by one. In Earth, we are having Moon. Mars, we have Phobos and Deimos. In Jupiter, we have Callisto, Ellara, Europa and Ganymede. See, we are discussing only the major ones, alright? So, Callisto, Ellara, Europa and Ganymede are of Jupiter's, in which Ganymede is the largest satellite. The size of Ganymede is somewhat equivalent to Mercury itself. In Saturn, we have Atlas, Titan, Tethys, Phoebe, Rhea and Helen. Uranus, we are having Miranda, Titania, Belinda, Ariel. And in Neptune, we have Titan and Nereid. So if you have noticed, two of the planets are having satellites with the same name. That is, Saturn and Neptune are having satellites with the name Titan. Now let's talk about the structure of our solar system, and we will begin with the Sun itself. The Sun is by far the largest object in our solar system. It contains 99.8% of solar system's mass. 0.2% is what we call the rest of the planets, the meteors, the asteroids, the dwarf planets. So, the Sun is the largest object that is located in our solar system. The planets which orbit the Sun follows an oval-shaped path that called ellipses, in which Sun is slightly off center of each ellipse. The Sun's composition is 70% hydrogen, 28% helium, and somewhat lesser than 2% of metal. And this changes slowly over time. The Sun converts hydrogen to helium in its core. The outer layer of the Sun exhibits a differential rotation. What is a differential rotation? Different rotation in different areas. Like, it takes 25.4 days to complete its rotation if we consider the equator, and near the pole, it takes somewhat 36 days. This odd behavior is due to the fact that Sun is not a solid body. The Sun's power is somewhat around 386 billion billion megawatts and is produced by nuclear fusion reactions. Surface of the Sun is called photosphere, and the temperature there is near about 5800 Kelvin. The Sun has certain spots that are called sunspots, which are cool regions as compared to the other regions. About 3800 kelvins. They look darker also as comparison with the surrounding regions. Sunspots are very complicated and it's not well understood by us, and its interaction with the Sun's magnetic field is not yet stabilized properly. There's a small region known as the chromosphere that lies above the photosphere, in which corona is there, which we can see in a total solar eclipse. What are solar eclipses, how it happens, all these things we are going to discuss in the coming lectures. In addition to heat and light, Sun also emit low density stream of charged particles called solar wind, which propagate throughout the solar system at about 450 km per second. The solar wind and the much higher energy particles ejected by solar flares can have dramatic effects on Earth, ranging from power surges, radio inferences, to beautiful aurora borealis in the northern and the southern hemisphere. The first project to study the Sun was Parker Solar Probe. It was named after solar astrophysicist Eugene Parker. It was the first spacecraft of NASA to be named after any living person. The scientific goals of PSP or Parker Solar Probe was to determine the structure and dynamics of magnetic fields at the sources of solar wind, and to determine what mechanism accelerate and transport energetic particles. Its another goal was to explore dusty plasma near the sun and its influence on solar wind and energetic particle formation. Trace flow of energy that heats corona and accelerates solar wind. So basically, Parker Solar Probe was aimed at knowing the solar winds and the particles emitted from solar flares of sun. And this data will also be useful in improving forecast of major eruptions on sun and subsequent space weather events that impacts technology on Earth, as well as satellites and astronauts in space. So that's it for today's lecture. In the next lecture, we will be understanding about the closest planet to the sun, that is Mercury. Thank you very much. See you in the next lecture.